This is Reality Alert Word with Craig Huey.
Hello, everyone. It's Craig Huey, and I'm so glad to be here with you. I'm glad you're listening in, and I'm excited about today's program. Shelley's not here with me today, but we are going to be talking about education and the education crisis that's going on today in America. And with us, no better person to talk about it is Meg Kilgannon. She has been with the Family Research Council. She used to work at the Department of Education as Director of Office of the Faith and Opportunity. And, she is an expert on what's going on right now. Meg, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Craig. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So our listeners understand that the Department of Justice is at war with parents right now, that there's an intimidation that the FBI is going to be showing up at school board meetings and parents are being classified at the school board meeting as domestic terrorists. Can you tell me what's happening and what you see is going on with this crazy move by the federal government?
Well, we see that the policies that they are putting forward, and the education system has been completely under the thumb of the progressive movement in Democrat politics for a long time now. So we see that when their policies are rejected and vociferously rejected by people at school board meetings, they don't think they need to change their policies. They think they need to stop us from talking. And so the way that they do that is through intimidation. And it's just a completely un-American approach to our civic process and a terrible example for children.
Yeah. Across America, parents seem to be waking up. Taxpayers are waking up that the kids aren't being educated properly, that there's indoctrination going on, not just in history and social study classes, but even in math and English and all the different classes. They seem to have a ideological bent that is trying to mobilize the kids, indoctrinate the kids, to be able to not have the kids learn the essentials of education, but really a political slant to it. Is that what you're seeing?
Right. We're seeing that school systems aren't teaching children how to think. They're teaching children what to think.
Mm.
And that is indoctrination.
Yes.
And that's not what parents sign up for. We don't sign over our rights to direct the education of our children just when their children cross the schoolhouse door threshold.
Yes.
We expect to be treated as partners, at least, and to be respected as the primary educators of our children. And that is sadly not the case in many, many school systems across the country. There are wonderful Christian teachers in schools. There are wonderful families in schools that are contributing wonderful things to society. But this overarching principle of progressivism that dominates educational thinking is kind of like big tech and the kind of thinking that we see coming out of Silicon Valley being just really left wing, totally in their own world, right? And not really in touch with how the rest of us are living our lives. Sadly, we see that same kind of attitude now coming from our educational system. And it is just wonderful to me and to see how parents are standing up and expressing reasonable, common sense viewpoints that clearly need to be heard in our schools today.
So, many people expect that a school in San Francisco will be indoctrinating the kids. But in, Franklin, Tennessee, in some town in Wisconsin or some town in Louisiana, they think their school system's okay, the kids are okay, the education's okay. Is it okay?
Well, this is where you see this worldview, this thinking that is so important to understand. Parents, families you know, work hard to provide for their families. They buy the best house they can in the best school district they can afford. And they want to think that those schools are good, right? The test scores might be highest in the state, or, you know, go down the list of metrics you can look at before you invest in your home and in the area you want to live. But even though that all may be true, you have to really ask yourself the hard question: what are my children learning? Are they learning to love their country? Are they learning to love their parents? Are they learning to love each other at school? Or are they being taught a political agenda that turns them into activists and foments a sense of aggrievement and agitation in them? And sadly, most school systems find it easier to teach children how to be activists than to teach them to understand our system of government and our history. Warts and all, we're not for covering up bad parts of our history. We have to understand our history so we don't repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things that parents all over the country value. And it's important, if they seem like things that could be left unsaid, but no, we really need to say them now. We need to make sure that the people in charge of schools are hearing our voices. And if they're not listening to us, then we need good people to run for school board and to become involved in the educational system and make sure that our values are represented in meaningful ways.
So, Meg, when I was in high school many years ago, my history and social study teachers were liberal. But the other teachers were non-political, apolitical. They weren't involved in any type of teaching that would have a classified today as a left-wing ideology. Yet I've been seeing video clips of the teachers in their own mouths talking about their ideology and how they wanted to help transform culture and transform politics by mobilizing the students, by teaching the students how to become active. Are you seeing this in different school districts? And then the big question is, what can parents and taxpayers do about it?
Right. Well, I think that this is, we all need to be aware that, you know, our birth rate in the United States is declining. And as it declines, it's going to become more and more important to have access to children, to have access to our children's minds.
Yes.
And to have access to helping to form their worldview.
Yes.
So when you have a situation where, you know, when you and I were in school, most of the teachers were moms who needed to work outside the home, but also wanted to be home when their children got home from
mm-hmm.
school.
Mm-hmm.
And being a teacher was a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved kids and they respected other parents.
Mm.
Now we have a situation where many young teachers don't have families of their own. They're unmarried, which, you know, you don't have to be married or have a family to be a great teacher. But when the cultural atmosphere at the school changes that significantly, it's going to have an impact on the attitude toward parents, and just that's just a whole different worldview.
Wow.
So we need to be aware of this, and we need to make sure that we're making our voices heard, that we're supporting the great teachers that are in schools, and we're maybe pointing out some areas for improvement in other teachers who perhaps are too political.
So when I was graduating from college, I actually got a secondary education credential. One of the things the teachers, when I was doing my student teaching, said, be sure you don't talk to the parents about what you're teaching. You don't need the trouble. You don't need to talk about it. What I'm seeing is school boards filled with teachers, or people supported by the California Teachers Union. So the AFT and these teachers unions are really backing candidates who are winning for these school boards. And so you've got teacher problems, you got administrator problems, you got school board problems. So as a parent or a taxpayer, how do you change what that school curriculum is, what the policies are, what the educational material are? What do you do?
Well, this is where you can take a really great example from what happened in the Virginia governor's race this year. That race has been widely reported, and education was one of the most important issues in that race for governor. And you saw people embrace the candidate who embraced parental rights,
mm-hmm.
the candidate who rejected nonsense, who wanted academic excellence, and who felt that our public school system should be the best school system in the country, not the 49th best school system in the country.
Yep.
And so this is something that resonated with voters, and they
yep.
elected that candidate, and they rejected the candidate who said that he didn't think that parents should have a say in their children's education.
So as we begin
Yes. You need to vote your values.
Vote your values. So as we start to wind up, I think I'm going to have you come back talking about some of these issues, because you have a real good understanding of what's going on. And one final word to the parents and taxpayers who are going to these school boards. What should they be doing?
Well,
what should they be saying as we wrap up here?
They should be persistent,
mm-hmm.
they should be polite,
mm-hmm.
and they should be expressing the truths that they know to be true,
yes.
and expecting to be respected and to have their views respected and taken into account in the system.
And if their mics are shut off like they have been, if they're limited in what they can say, if they are scoffed at by these school board members administration, yes.
Then it's time to replace some school board members with people who don't turn off microphones and who engage with parents.
Yes. Thank you. It's time to get back and make sure, whether it's a recall or a regular election, to change those school boards to be able to stop this madness. Meg, yeah. you've been great. Now, listen, if somebody would like to get more information about their schools, mobilization to be able to make some change on the part of the parents and taxpayers, do you have some material or something you would recommend that people could ask for?
We have a website, frcaction.org/schools. And at that website, you'll see our school board boot camp. You'll see a webinar that we did on how to make an open records or a FOIA request. We're having an event on Friday, November 19th. That's an election, school board election report, where we're going to talk about what kind of groups and parents groups made the difference in this 2021 election and what to look forward to in 2022. And we'll talk to some newly elected school board candidates in that event.
Very good.
On Friday. So you can find information about all of that at frcaction.org/schools.
Meg, you've been great. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again.
Great. I'd love to come back. Thanks.
You've been listening to Reality Alert Word with Craig Huey.